After reflecting on my own spiritual walk lately and talking with others close to me about how they have been lately and them expressing where they are spiritually in their walk with God, I've noticed that it seems like a lot of people are going through or are in a similar place spiritually. The biggest reminder that spiritual warfare is a thing, but also remembering that God has given us the tools we need to fight. Naturally, if you fight for a long time in something, eventually you will get tired. That's almost the same thing spiritually, but the thing is, God is here to help us in both the spirit and the natural. See, naturally, I've noticed for a lot of people is that when they get in a place where they are stuck or they don't know what to do next or where to go next, people tend to revert in some form or fashion back to what they are comfortable with or where they are comfortable at. Another thing that stands out is our actions when our spirit is weak. When our spirit is weak, we tend to feed our flesh more and seek for temporary pleasure. The only fulfillment and fullness that we need and that will make us whole in all is in Christ Jesus at the end of the day. I know for me, usually when I feel like I'm in the wilderness, I have this natural habit to distance myself from God in a way. Not because I'm afraid of Him, but because I become silenced and don't know what to say to God at times. Now, I know that I don't always need to say something to God to communicate with Him, but there's something about being able to communicate with God and Him saying something back that is so powerful to me. As I was talking with my therapist yesterday, she asked me a question that had a very valid point. She said, "Why can't you just go to God and be brutally honest?" And, you know, for me, I am often honest with God, but I realize not honest enough. The times when we are going through and struggling the most is the times where we should be brutally honest with God. I think we tend to paint God as reserved and we feel like we always have to come quote unquote correct or in a certain manner in order for Him to hear us, and that's not true. God wants to hear our hearts. God also knows that we are flawed humans. He created us, and even though He didn't create us flawed, He knew that we would live in this world with flaws. God knew that we would be attacked and that our lives would not be easy. The point I'm making is that God is all-knowing. So why can't we be comfortable in being brutally honest with God? Why don't we choose honesty over comfortability? One thing I have often have to remind myself is that God is not waiting for me to tell Him my faults so that He can punish me. He wants to help me in all areas of my life. We as people need to get to a place where we understand that we can't fix our own problems and that the way that we go about it, it isn't helpful or healthy most of the time as well. Today, I want to challenge you to be brutally honest with God. Be raw and transparent with Him and tell Him how you feel, where you're struggling, and where you feel stuck. Does He already know? Yes, but there is power in your honesty and being able to experience God, uplift, remind, restore, repair, and whatever else or however else He plans to respond to you that will give you a new level of hope, understanding, faith, and the strength to move forward to fight another day. We have to remember that with Christ, we are ultimately victorious and champions in Christ. With God, all things are possible. So my prayer today is that we get comfortable enough in our relationship with Christ that we are able to be brutally honest in our times of struggle and need. I pray that we don't get in the habit of sugarcoating what we are going through and how we feel with God. But I pray that we find the strength and the willpower to continue to fight the good fight, because with God, we can't fail. With love, yours truly, Ebb.